Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. I am your host, Rashawn Burrell, and this is Faith is Your Way Out. We're a women's ministry where we encourage, inspire, and uplift women. How do we do that? We do that through testimonies and stories from women who have overcome some challenges in their faith. And usually what happens is every week we bring on a special guest. That special guest gives us some insight to some issues that they may have had during some times when their faith was challenged. So tonight we will be having two guests. We'll be having two guests who recently graduated from college last year. So we'll be having Shannon Burrell on, and we'll be having Natalie Emerson on. So I will pray us in, and then we will get rolling on. We'll start the topics. So I'm going to pray us in. And well, first let me give you the scripture for tonight. So tonight's scripture comes from Hebrews 1, and that is, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And I'm going to pray us in. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this podcast tonight. We ask that you bless it. Father God, we ask that you encourage the listeners tonight. We ask that you bless all of them. The listeners. Father God, we ask that you bless our guest tonight. Father God, we ask that anybody who is listening to the podcast tonight is encouraged, that they are inspired by the guest that we have on tonight. We just ask all of these things in Jesus' name. So tonight, I'm going to put Shannon Burrell on first, and then we'll have Natalie after Shannon. So Shannon will come on, and she'll just tell us what happened during her high school years before she went to college and her challenges in any faith. If she had any issues at all, we don't know. She's going to let us know. But her last name is Burrell, and she is my daughter. She'll also be telling us about some challenges I know for sure that she had during college. So I will just put them on, and Shannon, we will have her up first, and we will release Shannon to come on and just give us her story. Hello? And Shannon, are you there? Hi, Shannon. Or is this Natalie?
Oh, this Hello? Is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. I guess we can take you first.
Oh, okay.
This podcast is easy. We will just have a conversation. All we're going to be doing is telling the listeners, especially the high schoolers and the college kids or the people who are going through college right now who kind of are nervous and afraid and they don't know what to do. Just if you can give them some insight of how your college years was or how your high school years were and any challenges, if you had any, if you had to call on your faith, like you had to pray a lot, you had to be encouraged by your church or by your mom, your parents, because I know your parents. So that's all we're doing is just having a regular conversation. So I know you're not that old. But can I ask you how old you are?
I am 22.
Aw, baby. So now, do you remember when you came to Christ? When you first came to Christ?
I've always, for as long as I can remember, I've always been Christian. I've always been going to the church through my parents. So for as long as I can remember.
Now, do you, how was your high school years, let's say? How did you enjoy high school? Was it fun? Was it challenging? Do you remember high school, which was not that long ago?
Yeah. I remember just wanting to grow up really fast. I don't think it was challenging, definitely compared to college. I was around good people, good friends, good support system, I was, you know, at home with my family and had my church to go to. Yeah, high school was kind of a breeze.
Okay, so it was easy. So do you remember any challenges that you may have had during high school at all?
Just, like, deciding what to do next as far as, like, college and, like, my future. That was probably the most challenging thing.
Now, do you remember going through this process of trying to decide of what college you were going to go to? Did you have to, was it an easy process? Did you have to put all these letters in the stack? And or how was it? I mean, just trying to figure out the college process.
I had limited options of schools that I was allowed to apply to. So just, I guess, like, letting go of, like, my idea of what it would be, like, what the process would be, that was a challenge for me. Kind of, like, flowing and, like, letting God handle it and just being more open-minded. That was my challenge with that. But it all worked out in the end. I did get into college.
Okay. Do you feel like at that time you were stepping out on faith, that you were believing, you were putting in God's hand, and you were just stepping out on faith? I would like to go to this college. These are the three choices. I would like this school. Or what do you feel like you were just, okay, I want these two, these colleges, and then that's it?
I think a little bit of both.
Stepping out on faith? Okay.
Yeah. I was kind of just needing to let go a little bit. But in hindsight, that was stepping out into faith and trusting God.
Yeah, I feel like it was. Great to be so young. That's really good. You were stepping out on faith. Now, what school did you get into?
I got into Cal State San Marcos.
And how was that experience?
It was a good experience. I definitely learned a lot and grew a lot in those years. And I feel like at the end of the day, that's where I was supposed to be.
Okay. So were there any challenges during college? If there was there any challenges where your faith was where you said, I'm going to trust in God, be it any situations with college roommates, anything like that, where you said, I'm going to trust in God, I'm going to put this in His hands, and then just let God handle it? Or was everything just a total breeze throughout college?
Not a breeze. I definitely had to use my faith a lot with roommate situations, living situations, getting a job, keeping up my grades and balancing that with my friends and friend groups, and like just finding like a good support system in that city. Also the pandemic and everything that brought. For all of those, I think I definitely depended on faith.
You were definitely stepping out on faith during the pandemic because were you down there by yourself? Were you at home?
Yes.
Where were you at during this time? Where were you at?
So
you were in
when
Marcos,
it started,
or
I was at... Yeah, I was at San Marcos, and at the time I was living by myself, so I was in quarantine for about, like, 10 months by myself, and that was a struggle in itself.
Now, why was there a struggle?
just, it was, like, the isolation was challenging, not having to be around other people, spending a lot of time with God and with myself and, like, learning about myself and just, like, trying to strengthen myself as well and, like, go through all the challenges. Also, reaching out to people and, like, learning how to do that. And, yeah.
That's good. So did everybody kind of know while you were in college? I mean, so a lot of people who are different religions, there's a lot of different students. And did everybody kind of know what your background were, that you was a Christian, that this was your walk?
Yeah, my friends knew. And even though we all didn't have the same backgrounds, we were all, like, respectful of each other. And I even got the chance to bring some of my friends to Christ, which was cool. I found a good, like, Bible study group on my campus, and, like, I would invite my roommates, and they came, so that was cool. And, yeah, so everybody knew.
That is.
Like, that was.
Now, was there any scriptures or was there anything in the Bible that you were listening to? Was there any worship music or anything that you stood during this time to keep your faith up?
Definitely the verse Proverbs 3:5. That verse really, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding.
Good.
So that one really, like, speaks to me, especially during, like, the challenges.
Now, can you tell everyone, why does that one speak to you? Is it because you don't want to be in this world, or?
I think mainly it's the understanding part, because I really like to understand things and just, like, have a good idea of what I'm going into and stuff like that. But with this verse, it kind of tells me that it's not always up to me to understand it. I just need to trust in the Lord. Also, I don't know the big picture all the time, and that's okay. So, yeah.
God, Natalie, that is so... That's really good. So was there worship?
Yes, I really like listening to Hillsong United. They're a good group. They have good songs.
Okay. Were you able to go to church during your college time, or was that only when you came home for vacations? Or did you find a church up there?
I didn't. I tried to look for some churches, but they didn't end up working out. But I did have a New Day at home whenever I would visit, and I also had the Bible study group on my campus that I would go to once a week.
Now, what would you tell kids coming into high school, the new high schoolers coming in for 9th through 12th grade? Any suggestions that you would give them on just hanging around other kids, their faith walk, keeping their faith up, or just anything that you would have for them? Just any advice?
I would tell them to find some good people to be around, like people that, like, your gut's telling you that they'd be a good friend. It's important to have, like, a good support system and people to, like, remind you of who you are, people to share your values with. I think that's very important. Also, kind of just, like, remember why you're there. That goes school and college. Like, remember your values, remember who you are, remember why you're there in the first place, and, like, it'll help get you through it, I think. Will help me. And, yeah.
And what about college?
Same thing, support system, find some good friends. It doesn't even have to be, like, a whole group. It could just be one or two, like, good people. Listen to your gut.
You said listening to your gut. Was there a situation where you didn't listen to your gut and you had to kind of go back? Or
yeah.
Okay.
I had to learn the hard ways in those situations where I, like, well, at first I didn't really know how to listen to my gut, but with time that got easier, and then the times where I would ignore, like, my feelings or just, like, not listen to my gut, it ended up turning out, like, not well, and I could have avoided that if I had just...
When you say listening to your gut, do you mean listening to the Holy Spirit?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of learning how to do that.
Okay. That's good. I mean, you're learning. You are 22, and that's part of this process. You will learn, and actually, as you learn, you have your parents, then you have people in your Bible. You guys have Asha, who's amazing, who helps you also. So, and you know you have us who can help you as well. But learning to listen, I like you said, your gut, but the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So, and I know you have a lot of the kids who went to church with you. I know you and Shannon reach out to each other all the time. Did that help you, just having that person who understands you really well?
Definitely.
Is that because they have the same walk as you?
Yes, I think that's definitely part of it. And it's just like somebody that you know and somebody that you can be open with and share things with, and they won't judge you. Yeah, it's kind of like a very important support system.
Okay, I like that. Now, what about your parents?
Yes, them too. They played a crucial role in my support system.
They are very crucial. Okay, is there anything that you can tell the listeners just to keep them encouraged, inspired, uplifted, that they can do through their high school, college walk? Now, are you working right now? Because you just graduated last year. What is your degree in?
Psychology.
Okay. So is there anything that you can tell the listeners?
Just try to trust in God and just believe that it'll all work out in the end.
Okay, I love it. You're so amazing. You're such an amazing young lady. So just keep doing what you're doing. And then we will be talking to you later. We're going to get Shannon on the phone. But thank you again. So we'll be reaching out to you soon, okay? Oh, no, thank you.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
So that was Natalie Amerson, and she told you what she did to keep herself encouraged. She linked not onto her own understanding, because sometimes we can get into our own heads and just get in the way. She also said that when you have that gut feeling, you should listen. And that gut feeling being the Holy Spirit. So Natalie has some really good information for you. So all of the young ladies, later on, we can give you their information, and you can reach out to them, or you can also reach out to New Day Fellowship Church in Corona, California. Natalie and Shannon Burrell, or they also help in the nursery and also in children's ministry. So we have Shannon Burrell coming on next, and this is my daughter, and I'm just going to let her come on. I'm not going to hold it too long, so we will introduce her. And Shannon, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm well. Were you able to hear Natalie?
Yeah, I was on mute.
Okay, so Natalie is such, I like you guys. So I like how you guys kind of bounce back off of each other. And if you guys have any issues, I do know that you kind of, you know, talk to each other and bounce information off of each other. So tonight, we're going to be doing the same thing, just having a regular conversation, just asking you a couple of questions about high school and college. And this will help some of the other kids who are going through these years right now and are nervous and needing some information. So when did you come to faith in Christ?
I think around middle school, so late middle school going into high school is when I started going to New Day.
Mm-hmm.
So probably when, yeah, I was like a freshman in high school.
Okay.
Years ago. That seems like forever ago.
Oh, really? So you are how old?
I'm 24.
Wow, another baby. So can you tell us how high school was for you?
High school, I really did not like high school. I played basketball and I ran track, so that part was fun and I enjoyed actual like learning. I love to learn, but like school was very hard for me because for some odd reason I got picked on a lot based of like my appearance. So I had a very hard time like in high school and opening up to people. But the few friends that I did collect, I will say that like they did mean a lot to me just because they understood I was like a little soft-spoken. I was shy. I kept to myself. Like I was the kid that was like reading at lunch, not really wanting to talk. So yeah, high school, I wasn't the worst, but I just kind of wanted high school to get over with, and if I never saw people again, I was okay with that. I just wanted to go into the next phase of my life.
Wow. Now, I remember a time for you, and I don't know if it's like one of the lowest points of your faith when you were in high school, but it was then a teacher telling you that you were only good enough to go to a two-year college.
Yeah, I was in Algebra 2, and I just did not understand it. Math did not really click for me. Like, I kind of had to force myself to understand it. Like, if that was going to a study session or getting a tutor or really just, like, trying to teach it to myself and breaking it down. But it was one day particular in class, and I was asking for help, and she just kind of looked at me, and she's like, well, it's not rocket science. You should understand it. And I was like, well, in my brain, it is rocket science. So it was kind of this just back and forth with me and her. And I basically just told her one day after class, I was like, yeah, I don't think I can take your class because it is my senior year. I don't want to not be able to graduate because of this one class. And she just looked me in my face and was like, well, if you drop my class, you're not going to make it to a four-year, you're only going to be stuck at a two-year. And that kind of, like, motivated me to actually make it to a four-year just to say, like, oh, and actually I could do it. So I don't think I really let that get down on me for too long. It was just kind of, like, more – I was shocked that she actually said that instead of teaching me the basis and, like, really just taking the time because of my appearance or, like, you know, being an athlete and being an African-American – it was more so like she was judging me strictly off of my appearance. So I think that's kind of what paved my experience through college. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, because not just saying because I'm your mother, but having praying parents or a praying church or a praying family member helps, because once you told me this story, it was automatically, okay, you want to go to a four-year, you're going to a four-year. We are walking by faith and not by sight. We are putting this in God's hand. We will find a four-year college. And that year of senior year, you had to work very hard. You had to go to school in the morning. And I think after school or something, you had a lot to do.
Yes, I took a zero period, and that was like Spanish, and that was because like another teacher was just, it was hard to pass her class, and it was a whole bunch of athletes in there, so we had to be at school at 6 o'clock, and then I had all of my classes, and then I had to retake, I think, a math class, I'm not sure, just take another math class, and I would sometimes have to go over there and take a test, like, right before basketball practice, so, yeah, I had a full schedule.
Yeah, do you remember your faith during that period? Do you remember if you were too young? Do you remember if you were putting it in God's hand? I know where I was putting it, but do you know what you were doing? Were you too young to kind of, or what were you doing? Were you walking by faith at that time, or were you just kind of, I know I'm going to do it, or you didn't even think about that?
I don't think I
do
really thought of it in that sense. I think it was more so like, I just have to get this done, like, more so like, this hard work will pay off, so probably having faith that, like, it's going to get better. So I think that was more so like my faith. I don't think I took the time to understand, like, this is, like, God working, but more so, like, it's going to get better no matter what. I think that's something that you and my dad always instilled in me is, like, hard work does pay off and just doing it the right way. So it was more so, like, you're just going to do this, and it's going to pay off one day. Like, you're going to be able to graduate, and then you're going to be able to go off to college, because that's not something that's really common within our family. So to me, I was just like, you know, this is what you got to do. So I just kind of moved it as, just let this motivate you, like, don't let it discourage you, like, it's okay, it's just a few classes, like, just go ahead and tough it out, and when you're done, you will be proud of yourself. And I think my senior year, I graduated with a 3.7 GPA, which is, like, the highest I've ever had in school, because, yeah, I just kept my head down, and I just worked really hard.
Yeah, that's faith without works is dead. So you did do faith with work, hard work. And then your parents were definitely praying. So, okay, so how was college years?
College was the same thing. It was, I went in and I was like, I want to be a nursing major, and the classes I was taking, it was very hard for me because teachers would always tell you, you don't need to learn this, you don't need to understand this, but I, like, have a brain where I need a complete understanding. I almost want an overstanding of some things. So it was kind of like, well, no, I don't think that I shouldn't know this because, like, I'm paying you guys. So I essentially wanted to know everything. So I switched my major, and I wanted to become a doctor. And I had the same issue start to come around where, like, teachers did not want to teach me, and they started to, like, accuse me of cheating. Like, I had a chemistry teacher accuse me of cheating, and I had to go into her office and be like, well, the person that was sitting next to me, because it was one of my friends, I was like, she failed that exam. And it's like, you refer to your grade books. I passed mine. I go to the study sessions. I would even go to, like, the private tutoring, like, every day. So it was understanding, like, okay, like, you are a very smart and intelligent person, but why do people not think that you can accomplish it, or you're not worthy of, like, having that? I think that was probably the hardest thing, is I just wanted to go to school and learn. So, like, that was my main focus. I had a lot of friends, and people knew of me, but they probably didn't know who I was because I was just so, like, I'm here to learn. Like, I'm paying for college. Like, I was taking out loans. So So for me, I was like, you need to start what you finish. So it was kind of like the same drive of like, get here, learn what you have to. And even with like my advisors, I made sure that I told them I'm taking this class. So if you could go ahead and push me into the class, that would be great. And they, well, you don't need this. No, I do need this. Like, it was more so of like, I kind of had to direct and navigate my own education and be like, I need this class. I'm taking this class. It's fine. And I have to go to summer school. So it was just like probably the doubt from high school most definitely like really motivating me through college. And I just had times where I didn't feel like I could do it because those classes like are very hard and you have to study for them and you're still trying to deal with who you are and becoming a woman at such like a young age. And I did leave my parents' house like right at the age of 18. I had my brother, which was probably the biggest thing that helped me through college because we would eat dinner together. His friends were my friends. Like, I stuck to him like glue. I did not leave my brother's side until like he graduated. So that was something that really helped me. But as soon as he graduated, I feel like I started to struggle because I made friends and I'm a very giving, loving person. I was like, okay, the world is not the same as you. So like, you kind of got to watch out and who you're hanging out with and who you surround yourself with because you are a product of your environment. So it was very hard for me because I don't want to say I lived a sheltered life because you guys did allow me to see a lot, but it was more so like, I don't know what to do with this stuff. Like, it was kind of just like, whoa, this is what the real world is. Like,
was college worth? Was that because you're a Christian? Is that because you're a Christian, you're saying that? Is that because you were always in church and now you're out there in the big world?
Yeah, and I think for me, I just kind of had it as if you do good, good will come onto you. And I was doing so good. I was actually like going to church. I found like a small church out there. I really enjoyed going. And then I just kind of realized, like, the people that were there, I was like, ooh, maybe not you guys, because I just, like, I am a sponge. I will, like, absorb whatever I'm around. So then I just kind of relied on going to church, like, online. So that helped. But I think, like, I did not understand that, like, people could be, like, so cruel towards you. I think that was the hardest part. So it was, like, managing my life plus, like, school. Those two, it was just,
so
like,
what,
bumping heads every day.
So was your faith being challenged at that time? And if so, what did you do?
My faith was definitely being challenged at that time. And I think I kind of had to shut off the world and just, like, go deep within and understand, okay, like, this is where you're at in life. It's very hard, but, like, there's something deep inside of you that has a purpose. So I kind of have to stop giving so much focus to my, I guess, intimate relationships, like daughter, sister, aunties, all of those, just where you're at with it. Like, what do you want? What do you need in life? And I think that really helped me figure out, like, why I was in college and keep pushing, just because, like, I had a lot of people, like, be very rude to me and say stuff, and it was just always, like, I feel like it was just always something, like, it didn't matter what it was, no matter how good I was doing, something happened. So it was most definitely, like, going deep within and kind of just, like, having a connection with God, where it's those days where you have to, like, kind of cry it out, where you can smile the next day. And I remember probably my last year of college where, like, some mornings I just don't feel like I was strong enough to really do it. So I would have to call you and be like, hey, could you just pray over me? Like, just, it was very hard for me because I was alone in the middle of a pandemic because I'm so independent and I wanted to be responsible. So it was just a battle every day, I feel like.
Yeah. Now, did you pray every day? I know you watched online. I know that you watched online services, and you had several churches that you were watching. because you just wanted to stay connected. But and I do recall praying with you guys because we picked you up, pandemic first broke out, and then you went back, and it was like a lot of, okay, make sure you have your mask, make sure you do this, and make sure you're doing that. But you were alone, like Natalie. You were another one who was out there isolated by yourself. Oh, what school did you go to?
I went to Northern Arizona University.
Yeah.
And your other question?
No. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was in the cold snow and, you know, literally sliding here and there, like trying to get to work sometimes would be so difficult just because I would have to shovel out my car. I would have to, like, leave super early to make it to school. You get to the grocery store. Everything that you need is literally gone because every college student is, like, facing the same thing. And probably, like, the pandemic scared me because, like, I do have, like, really bad asthma. So, like, making sure I don't get sick. So it was just, like, a whole bunch of different things. But I don't feel like I just prayed. I feel like I literally had to, like, make God become my best friend. I think I saw it as that. So it was, like, literally just talking to him whenever, like, I would go out to the lake for hours and just sit out there and kind of, like, just stare at the environment and, like, talk to God about my problems and spend, like, 2 hours in the morning just listening to gospel music and working out and just, like, genuinely cleansing, like, my soul. I feel like it was just the let God have all of your problems. So it was, like, most definitely praying, but, like, building an intimate relationship with him where it's, like, the day that I needed to, like, just be frustrated, and I don't know if it was, like, praying, but just tell him all my problems and be like, why are you throwing this at me? And then, like, a few hours later be like, oh, okay, this is why you do that, because I am strong enough. So it was most definitely prayer, but just honestly being like, it's okay. Like, you know, you can talk to him, you can trust him, because I don't feel like I had anybody else around me at the time. Like, yes, I could call family members and I could call my friends, but, like, I didn't have a roommate at that time. So, like, just that, like, loneliness sometimes and, like, your feelings and your thoughts always weighing on you, I gave that to God because I just couldn't deal with it myself.
Okay, very good. That's a good answer. So as far as speaking to other kids and telling them about their experience with high school, and who did you hang around with? Were you hanging around with all Christians during high school and college?
In high school, I was, because I did have friends that we would go to church together with. And in college, I think that kind of got a little bit more tricky because everyone's just kind of like partying and going buck wild crazy. So I think I found one person that was like, let's just go to church. Like, let's, you know, get spiritually filled, because that is most definitely like what comes first. So I think that really helped me, because it was like, oh, okay, you're going through it too, I'm going through it, let's go to church, like, let's throw our problems to God instead of the world.
Okay, so what would you say to the high schooler out there while they're going through their experience through high school? Because you said there's some reasons why you felt like you weren't accepted or you didn't feel right about high school, but you did like sports. So what would you say to the high schooler going through their next ninth grade through 12th grade, just so they can have a really good experience in high school?
Find healthy, like, coping mechanisms, whether that's reading or playing a sport or writing, drawing. Like, you have to find something where you could fully immerse yourself in when you're truly going through something hard. So I would say, like, me, I love to read. I still read till this day, and I work out. So I think those are two that, like, really fill me up, because it's like when I'm feeling down, I can work out. I feel better. When my brain is going crazy, thoughts are just coming at me hard, I can read a book and learn something and apply it to my life. So I would say try to find a club or a sport where you feel like you are welcome, because we are people and we do want to be accepted. So that could be your acceptance group or your safety net. And it doesn't even just have to be a sport. It could be like AVID, ASB, like chess club, like whatever it has to be. Just find somewhere where you actually feel safe and you can go to. Like, that's essentially like your safe haven.
Now, what about a Bible study? You guys had, well, not a Bible study, just even church on Sundays, the teen group or the youth group. You guys had a really good youth group on Sundays at your church. Would you suggest
we
that?
I don't know if it was on Sundays. Like in high
no, this was when you guys were in high school, when you were in high school.
Oh, in high school, absolutely. Honest to God, will have to say that my youth leaders gave a very good impact of my adulthood, because they were the ones who would call you out in the middle of church, like, you don't got your hands up there, so you're too cool to worship God. And I was like, oh, my bad. Like, I never thought of it like that. So I think from the age of 14 to 24, having people that understand you from when you're a crazy teen thinking that you know everything to go into adult where it's like, ooh, I don't know anything. It was most definitely just like them saying like, hey, I went through this in my life, and just keep like, I don't even want to say stealing it on you in a bad way, but just reminding you whose you are, not who you are, but
mm-hmm.
like do belong
yeah.
to God. That really like
mm-hmm.
helped me in those times. So most definitely that helped, and going to like, you know, the church camps over the summer, that may be corny to some, but like for me, I loved it because I got to see a whole bunch of other teens really be like, hey, I'm a spiritual person. I believe in God and that's okay. It made me feel a lot more comfortable being like, I am a woman of God. And if it's not aligning with that, I'm not doing it. Simple.
Okay, now what would you say to women out there or young ladies out there when they're going into college, especially about their spiritual walk while they're on campus, and if people are coming at them wrong or what they should do? Is there any suggestions that you would have for them to just keep their faith up?
Honestly, I would say what really helped me was Sarah Jakes Roberts. I know, like, that may sound cliche, but
I like her. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. Because I'm not
really
your age, and I like her, too.
I think her story kind of inspired me because it wasn't the most traditional, I guess, for me. It's like, I kind of see my mother as perfect and this strong woman of God that doesn't get tired, she doesn't have bad days, she never has an attitude, and it's kind of like, you're supposed to be better than your parents. I'm like, how am I supposed to top that when I'm being, like, dealt with trauma and I'm going through, like, mad depression during college? Hearing someone else's story truly inspires you, not if everything is the same, but connecting with someone else that is spiritual and very resilient on giving their problems to God and not to a man or not to drugs or alcohol is what really grounded me. So I would say trying to find like those spiritual relationships, which are very hard to come by. And I'm happy that I did become friends with Natalie at a young age, because we always like bounced off of each other. Like there would be some times where she's like, hey, I'm not connected with God right now. And I would just send her a few videos like, hey, watch this, you know, like read this, and that helped. And I can most definitely say it was like vice versa for her. And it was like sometimes we did have to pray with each other. So I will most definitely say finding someone who has the same interest in you. So it's like I have, you know, the spiritual friends. I have the friends that work the same as me. And I have like the friends who like to just work out. So really just having like a connection for every aspect of you genuinely helps, because when you lose sight of who you are based off of like trials and tribulations, those people will remind you who you are and why you're here. So I think that mm-hmm. is a good balance.
Okay, Shannon. Good answer. And I do have to say I love you and Natalie's relationship. You guys are my, I like you too. I don't want to say you guys are my favorites because I shouldn't be picking any favorites. So I like the relationship that you and Natalie have. And now, before we have you to go, all right, is there any information or any suggestions that you would just like to just give out to the women out there? Just on, if you lose your faith, how to reclaim it. That's it. Just how do I reclaim my faith?
I think once you lose your faith, it's not that you're losing it. I think it's that your faith is being tested because God's never going to throw anything at you that you can't handle. And you have to figure out why he's throwing it at you and what you have on the inside of you to really push through it. So when you're tested with your faith, go within, and I promise, like, the answers are always within. It could be from a week before or years before. Like, at times, there was stuff that happened to me in high school that reoccurred in college, and I was like, oh, wait, this isn't to really, like, knock me down, but I've already dealt with this, and I may have not passed it the first time, but I'm going to pass this test the second time. So most definitely looking at your life from an open heart and just being like, oh, okay, this isn't meant to hurt me. This is actually meant to teach me something, and I've already been through this, so I got it. Because it's going to always be you're fighting the same thing. So I would say, like, most definitely look at who you are and try to understand why he's throwing it at you and not cry, why me? I think that they'll never think of why me, but why are you more so testing me, and what do you need me to get out of it? That is what helps me, and I still use that today.
Okay, you and Natalie are some sharp young ladies. I like what I'm hearing. Did you graduate from college?
Yes, I did graduate from college.
What was your degree in?
It was in biology.
Okay. What would that job lead to?
My job led to working in an infectious disease lab, which is what I majored in my senior year. Like, that was my capstone, so really paying attention to infectious diseases. But biology, I took so many classes, it kind of opened up a lot of opportunities. So I could go work in an actual hospital, I could do research, I can go get my master's. And what I really want to do is become a doctor and start working in dermatology. So it's really just opened up the entire medical field, and I want to be in the beauty industry. So I feel like it most definitely did what it's doing because I'm currently a research and developer. So I was like, okay, like, I got this. So yeah, it most definitely is paying off right now.
Okay. I like what I'm hearing from you, young ladies, and I just hope our other listeners are hearing the same thing and that some of the information you guys gave them, they can use that in their daily lives. So I will be hanging up with you shortly, or we'll be hanging up with you soon. So I just want to thank you for coming on again and just being encouraging to the other kids, and I will talk to you later. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for being a sharp kid. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, my goodness. You see why I like these two kids? They are so amazing. Natalie and Shannon, they're actually really good kids. So I say kids, but they're young ladies. But they are just amazing young ladies. And Shannon was just telling us what she does just to keep herself encouraged, inspired, and uplifted, that she works out, as she really does. She works out all the time, and she she walks with God and she talks with him. She was telling about the relationship that she has with him. She gets into an intimate relationship with God and just listening to him. And you know that we all know that sometimes you are going to cry and sometimes you are going to laugh and you're just going to have a good time. But I just as a parent or just as a mother, what helped me was making sure that I prayed for my children, especially during the college years, especially during the high school years when anything can come up against them, when the devil is just right there and busy and there's so many people who are in their faces. So you have to put it in God's hands. So now I'm also walking by faith when this is going on. So I am making sure that I am encouraging them and that you are just giving it all to God. So talking about faith, I'm praying that you give your children to God like they're supposed to be and you let them be. So again, you just kind of talk to them. So when I call her, she calls me, I better stop what I'm doing. I better pray with her and then let her go back to whatever she's doing. The same thing comes from my daughter. She'll, the oldest one, she will do the same thing. Mom, hey, I need for you to pray with me. I need to pray with my daughter. So I will pray with them. So I encourage them. I inspire them. But they also have to learn some lessons too. So I do the mothering, but then I put it in God's hands. So I like that these young ladies, because I know Natalie's mother as well, and she's an amazing woman. So her mother, Dr. Laura, is also, we just watch them and just encourage them, but we are there for them, and we know that God has them. So I just want to say this was an amazing podcast tonight. We just let the young ladies just tell their stories. I don't know this walk anymore. It's been years, but I don't know the walk of going from high school straight into a four-year college. So I'm happy we had them on just to tell other girls how to be encouraged and inspired. So this is Faith is Your Way Out, and we are just here to encourage women. And we will be talking to you next week. Have a good night. Good night.